right. That was You Get What You Give by the New Radicals. And my name is Julia. This is Hot Tip Tapes. And as always, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And today is a set that I am so crazy pumped about. I couldn't even sleep. I was so excited about this, which maybe that's a little embarrassing for me. But today we're combining two of maybe the most important things to me in my life, music and movies, and we're gonna do a best movie soundtrack set. And this took me a while to put together, and I was kind of debating with my roommates and my friends all week, because there are three different main categories, I would say, when it comes to movie soundtracks. There's original scores, which is like instrumental music. There's the curated soundtracks that take pre-existing music and put it in the movie. And then there's original music written for the movie. So today, the first half of the set is going to be curated soundtracks. Second half is going to be original music. And we started off with a silly one. I had to stick it in there. And the first movie that I played, I don't know if anyone guessed, but Surf's Up. The animated movie with penguins and surfing, and they've got a ton of 90s tracks in there. Some Incubus, some Lauryn Hill, this one by the New Radicals. It's a great movie, one of my favorites. So I wanted to start out with something a little fun. And next up, we're going to play a song from my number one favorite movie of all time. No cap. This is it. High Fidelity with John Cusack. And it's based off a book by Nick Hornby, which is one of my favorite books. And it's a movie about a record store and someone who works there. And it's love, it's music, it's all of that. And this song that I'm going to play is taken from a scene where a customer comes into the store. And she's a rock journalist, and she hears the song playing. It's Low Boob Oscillator by Stereolab, and she says, "Is this Stereolab?" And Rob, the main character, kind of looks at her, and he kind of falls in love right there. And they go on a couple dates. So I am not accepting any romantic proposals unless it happens in a record store like that scene. That's my dream. And we're going to get right into it. This is Low Boob Oscillator by... funny title, I know. This is... from High Fidelity, and this is a song by Stereolab.
La, la lune est libre, je crois, qui rayonne au-dessus. Rayonne au-dessus des toits. La lune est libre. Yeah.
That was Ooh La La by The Faces off of Rushmore, a movie that we're going to talk about in a second. But first, I just want to get back to that first track I played by Stereolab from the movie High Fidelity. And that's just such a special movie to me. And the way that the narrative works, it's kind of tracked through different mixtapes that the main character wrote for different ex-girlfriends in his past. And as someone whose love language is definitely making playlists for people and who's kept every playlist I've made for every ex-boyfriend, I think that that is just such a really cool way to tell a story and kind of keep track of time. And it's a really special movie to me and a really special book as well. And Ooh La La by Faces is from Rushmore, a Wes Anderson movie, and it's a movie that was filmed at my dad's high school, actually, and my roommate's high school, I guess, St. John's in Houston, because Wes Anderson went to St. John's in Houston, and he came back and filmed it at his high school, which is kind of cool. And Wes Anderson is the king of the curated soundtrack by far, and we're going to play some more Wes Anderson later in the show, but I could do a whole show with just Wes Anderson soundtracks, because they're fantastic. Next up, we're going to do 500 Days of Summer, which is a movie with Zooey Deschanel, and it's a cute little romance movie, and there's a fantastic scene in the movie where he's in the elevator, they heard the love interest, and he's listening to the Smiths in his headphones, and she turns to him and she says, "You're listening to the Smiths? I love the Smiths." And that's kind of when he falls in love with her. And we're not going to play the Smiths today because Morrissey is racist, and we're not going to play him, but we're going to play my favorite song from that soundtrack, which is a Regina Spektor track called Us, and here it is without further ado.
They made a statue of us and put it on a mountaintop. Now tourists come and stare at us. Blow bubbles with their gum. Take photographs of fun. Have fun. They'll name a city after us. And later say it's all our fault. lives just like the news. But not cause we want eternal sleep. And though our parts are slightly used, new ones are slave labor you can keep.
Godspeed, all the beggars at dawn. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like rain, I'd dance like a queen of the eyes, so as the rest of our lives were fed well.
That was New Slang by The Shins, and that movie, that song is off of the movie Garden State, another indie classic, just like 500 Days of Summer, a really cute romance movie starring Zach Braff and Natalie Portman. And I was originally going to play a different Shin song from the soundtrack called Caring is Creepy. And I was just on the phone with my dad, and he reminded me that possibly the best line in any movie ever related to music comes from the scene with this song. And that's the moment where Zach Braff and Natalie Portman meet. And he says, "What are you listening to?" And she says, "Oh, it's the Shins. You have to listen to the song. It will change your life." And how many times have people said that to each other? Listen to the song, it will change your life. And it's just a, to me, such like an intimate moment that represents how important music is and how sharing music can open doors to meeting people. And I love that scene. And so I went with this song, New Slang by the Shins. And a fantastic movie, a really, really great movie. And kind of about like the post-grad not knowing what to do with your life phase, which I feel like a lot of the movies that I watch now remind me of that as I inch terrifyingly closer to that period of my life. But never mind, it's fine, we're all fine. And moving on, we're just blown right through it. We got another indie romance classic, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And I actually did another really fun request on my Instagram story where I asked people to give me soundtracks to put on the show, and I got a lot of really fun ones, a lot of Minions 2, a lot of Frozen 2, and I got a couple Perks of Being a Wallflower, and this was one I definitely wanted to include. And so we're going to go with Temptation by New Order off of this soundtrack.
I'm
That was Too Young by Phoenix, and that track is featured on a great movie called Lost in Translation, starring Bill Murray, one of my favorite actors, and it's directed by Sofia Coppola, who, if Wes Anderson is the king of curated movie soundtracks, Sofia Coppola is most definitely the queen. The soundtrack is flawless. There's some My Chemical Romance on there, and she also directs a great movie about Marie Antoinette called Marie Antoinette that I got in my DMs, actually, that people wanted me to put on the show. And there wasn't enough time, but that was definitely an honorable mention I wanted to make. That movie has some strokes. It has some Aphex Twin. It has, like, who would direct a movie about Marie Antoinette and put a Strokes track in there? That's crazy. So definitely shout out to Sofia Coppola. I love when a movie has just some really surprising music choices, especially if it's a movie that's set in kind of a different time and they're using modern music. Really, really cool. So shout out to that. Next up, we're going to play a Kinks song called Well-Respected Man that was in a movie, another indie movie called Juno. Really cute movie about a teen pregnancy. And the Kinks are just, they're in every movie soundtrack. I think someone should kind of do some investigating and find out how many movies they've been featured in, because they're in High Fidelity, the soundtrack I played earlier. They're in a bunch, probably every Wes Anderson movie has a Kinks song in it, and they're in this movie, Juno. So we're going to play Well-Respected Man coming up next.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's root when fate passes on, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a song to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. Show.
E não fique magoado porque vou partir. É só o jeito que eu sou. Changes lá. Vem meu trem, tô saindo fora porque eu vou me dar bem. Changes lá. Vem meu trem, sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Não é por nada não, mas vou me divertir enquanto a vida assim permitir. Só procurar fazer amigos do bem, se precisar ajudar também. E agora liberdade e horizonte, só você não sacou. Nova York, Ipanema, Hong Kong, é nessa aí que eu tô. Changes lá, vem meu trem, tô saindo fora porque eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás, livre eu me sinto, sublime. Gente, mais gente, o mar e o céu azul. Changes lá, vem meu trem, tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás, sempre em frente, nunca pra trás.
If you recognize that last song, you are not crazy. It is, in fact, a Portuguese cover of a David Bowie track, Changes. And that is off the Wes Anderson movie, The Life Aquatic, with Steve Zissou. And they actually recorded a whole album of David Bowie covers sung by this Portuguese artist, Seu Jorge. And it's fantastic. And they used a lot of the songs in the movie. And there are even more that weren't even used in the movie that they still recorded, which is really, really, really awesome. And Seu Jorge actually, like, toured with this album and played these live, and that would have been such a really, really cool show to see, but definitely wanted to include that in there. And that kind of marks the buffer between our curated soundtrack section and our original music sound section, because it's kind of in the middle. I mean, it's songs that were already written but were re-recorded in any way, so that marks the perfect way to transition into our next section of the show. And I just want to say that I think that being a music supervisor and picking music for movies and for TV shows would be such a cool job, and I just have a lot of respect for people who do that, because it totally makes or breaks the scene, and it changes the vibe of a movie, and I would love that job personally. I know it's a lot of contracts and licensing, but it probably would be cool too. So next we're going to head into some original music written for movies, and the first movie we're going to start off with is one of my favorites, and a movie that was highly requested on my Instagram DMs, and that is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And this is a track by Jose Gonzalez called Stay Alive, and he wrote a couple tracks for this movie. There's also an awesome cover by The Bahamas and The Weather Station of Don't You Want Me, and he also recorded some stuff with his band Junip for this movie as well. And I love Jose Gonzalez. He's been on my list for years to see live, and this is a great song from a great movie starring Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm. There's a rhythm and rush these days, where the lights don't move and the colors don't fade. Leaves you empty with nothing but dreams, in a world gone shallow, in a world gone mean. Sometimes there's things a man cannot know. The gears won't turn and the leaves won't grow. There's no place to run and no gasoline. Engine won't turn and the train won't lead. Engines won't turn and the train won't lead. I will stay with you tonight. Hold you close till the morning light. In the morning watch the new. Just to stay alive. Well, the way I feel is the way I ride. Racing like the thoughts of a man who lies. There is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming, open your eyes. Look into the sun as a new day.
Oh, I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
That was Hard Sun by Eddie Vedder, the frontman of Pearl Jam. Whoa. And he wrote a bunch of music for this movie called Into the Wild, which was based on a true story and on a book written by a journalist called John Cracker, who has a lot of amazing stuff out there. It's one of my favorite books, and I really like the movie too. And just really cool that Eddie Vedder wrote music for this movie. It's kind of awesome. And before we get into our last few songs of the show, I have a quick PSA to read. And this is not at all chosen because I happen to be a vegetarian. This is not propaganda at all, of course. But did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by just adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. This has been a public service announcement for the people, for the ethical treatment of animals, and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO. That's awesome. I don't know if PETA still does that or if this is outdated information, but that is so cool. And I myself will be going to PETA.org to look for my free vegetarian starter kit. And I also want to give a shout out to my mom, who is listening right now and texting me how she loves all the music I'm playing, and she is a dedicated listener, and I love her very much. So thank you, Mom, for listening, and I'm glad you like the music. And we're going to play a few more songs for you, and the next two are really, really, really special movies to me. And I know I say that about literally everything on this show, but I think I either love something or I hate it. I don't feel very mediocre about anything, and I'm playing all my favorites for a reason. So, but the next one is off of a movie called Sing Street, and it's from a director named John Carney, and he has done this trilogy of movies with original music kind of centered around that music. So he directed the movie Once, which is about like an Irish busker who falls in love with this immigrant, and it's this beautiful love story, and they write and play these songs together. And he also does a movie called Begin Again with Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo, which is also really music-focused. And his most recent movie is called Sing Street. It's set in the 80s. It's with a bunch of Irish teenagers starting a band. And it's one of the most special movies to me. It just makes me smile. And the music is awesome. It's very 80s. And I'm going to play Drive It Like You Stole It.
Just can't stand the way that I walked out.
All right. If only the listeners at home could see me screaming and dancing my little butt off to that song in the studio. I think one day I'll turn the mic on just in the middle of a song so you can actually hear how loud I'm singing, because I'm not lying when I say I'm really screaming at the top of my lungs to every song I play in the studio. Because there's no one else in here. It's just me. I can do it. And that was Hearts Beat Loud from a movie called Hearts Beat Loud, another one of like the most core special movies to me in my life. And it's about a dad who owns a record store, and he's about to send his daughter off to college, and they're making music together. And it's just, and I think I watched it right as I graduated high school. I watched it on a plane, and the person next to me had to ask if I was okay because I was crying so hard at this movie. It's just so wholesome, and the music is so good, and I just really think there's nothing better in life, truly, than a great movie with even better music. And so that was a great song to kind of wrap up the show. I've got one more for you, but I just wanted to say thank you for indulging me today on this little journey of movie soundtracks. There were so many more that I wanted to play and couldn't, so there definitely will be a part two. Maybe I'll do some original scores. My mom is saying, all my favorite movies. And yeah, these are some of my family's favorite movies, movies that I grew up with. So just really important to me. Today was such a fun set, and there will definitely be more. Next week, I will not be here. I'll be in New York running a fun little half marathon, but I'll be back the following week. So my name is Julia. You've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes, as always, on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And to send you off today, we've got a classic when it comes to original music written for movies, and that is a song from The Graduate, written by Simon and Garfunkel, called Mrs. Robinson. I'm sure you know it. Sure you know the movie. Fantastic film, also about post-grad impending doom, but maybe I won't have an affair with an older man like the person in the movie does. But that aside, this is Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the warm weather. I think I'm going to go back and watch maybe all of these movies, because now I'm super excited and I want to see them again. So this is the song. I need to shut up. This is it.
Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.